Here's Scott Galletti.
Byron goes in motion to the far side, and a handoff to carry around left end. He's got running room at the 15, breaks toward the left sideline to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, New Mexico! First and 5, UNM at the 37 of Air Force, and Carrier gets a call straight ahead, running, spun around at the 30, still on his feet, down the left sideline at the 20, to the 10, to the house! Touchdown, Lobos! Kirk, the receiver along the near side. DeBest, the receiver on the far side, and Gauci pulls back. He's going to pass over the middle for Kirk, wide open. He's got it at the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown!
It wasn't pretty, but it sure was successful.
Jarrell Presley capped off a six-play, 78-yard drive with 3:03 gone on the drive. 8:37 to play in the first quarter. The Lobos took a 7-0 lead. They lead it 7-0 as we open up the second quarter, and the Lobos once again are threatening here as the Lobos are leading the ball game. B.R. Holbrook calling the play out of the shotgun. And Holbrook back to pass. He's looking. He's going to flare towards the end zone. Touchdown, Ty Kirk. Touchdown, New Mexico.
That was trusting your receiver. He threaded the needle right there, and the receiver went up and got it. That was a fantastic throw on Holbrook. Wow.
With that Lobo touchdown, Legacy Church has made another $250 donation to the Operation Smile Foundation. And what a way to thread the needle, as Justice Adams will come in to kick the extra point. Here's the snap, set is down, the kick is up, and it is good. 14:54 to play here in the second quarter, and the Lobos have taken a 14-0 lead over Southern. And that, by the way, is a candidate for the ABBA Technologies Connection of the Game. Fans, spend less time worrying about your connections and your computers and more time focusing on running your business. Call ABBA Technologies today. What a beautiful pass play.
That was just trust right there. And that's what the summer, the spring, and the fall repetitions go. That's where it shows right there, because Holbrook kept rolling out right there, and he just believed that his receiver was going to be there. And did you see how tight of a window that was with the safety and the cornerback closing in right there? He threaded the needle, and that was a perfect throw.
So Lobos lead the ball game by a score of 14-0 here with 14:54 to play in the first half. And outstanding offense by UNM so far, Hank.
Hey, he's letting the floodgates are open. DeBest is not holding back at all. We're going to hit you in the mouth. And what did I say? I would not be surprised if they took a shot at the end zone here very soon. And look what happened right there. You saw it coming.
Charlie Hawkins, one of the receivers, along with Virgil Williams. Williams is on the near side, Hawkins on the far side. As the Lobos, with 14:54 to play in the half, lead it 14-0. A 16-yard pass play, Holbrook to Kirk. Here's the kick in the end zone. That's going to be in the end zone and downed right there. So Southern will get the ball, first and 10 at the 25.
What do you feel about the new rule of the touchback, coming out to the 25-yard line?
Well, I think it's a benefit to the offense, but I think it takes away if a kicker kicks it out of the end zone.
Yes, it's like you're punishing the kicking team. I understand everybody's trying to save on injuries, because kickoff is probably the most dangerous play in football, but yet bumping it out another 5 yards is, like you said, doing a detriment against a kicker that can kick it out of the end zone.
First and 10 for Southern. Ball's at the 25, right in the middle of the field. Quarterback is Dre Joseph out of Edgar, Louisiana. He's back to pass. He's going to flare it on the near side for Lee Doss, and it's incomplete. Destry Berry was all over him like a blanket, and he was playing defense the right way as he was looking over the shoulder for the ball as opposed to just looking at the receiver.
That was fantastic play right there. You know, I love that the officials let him play right there. There was a little bumping right there on both parts, but they let it play, and I think that Destry being right there, the receiver was so concerned about Destry, you saw that ball went right through his hands. He didn't get his hands up in time.
Bob Turner's Ford Noble stats, Jarrell Presley, Five carries, 57 yards, and a touchdown. Ty Kirk, one reception, 16 yards for UNM. Second down and 10, back to pass. Joseph, he is sacked as a good rush, and now the ball is fumbled, picked up by Joe Harris. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, New Mexico. Ugo Uzundima was the man on the sack, and Joe Harris picked up the loose ball and went into the end zone. Lobos get another six.
I think we may be looking at a whole new Bob Davey wrecking crew right here. This defense is relentless. They swarmed the quarterback right there, and that was going to be a quick throw. He took a short drop, and he had nowhere to go because the defense was all over him. Huge play by the defense right there.
So Joseph Harris with that Lobo touchdown. Legacy Church has made another $250 donation to the Operation Smile Foundation. Justice Adams to come in to kick the extra point. Lobo's up 20-0 with 14:42 to play here in the first quarter. Here's the snap, the kick, it is up, and it is good. And we will take a break. 14:42 to play in the half. It's the Lobos 21 and Southern nothing. This is Lobo football from Learfield Sports. Lobos lead the ball game 21-0 here with 14:42 to play as Joseph Harris, a 10-yard fumble recovery after the sack by Ugo Uzundima. Justice Adams with the kick, and the Lobos on top by three scores.
From what you're seeing so far, you think these boys have bought into Coach Davey's system?
I would say so. Kick is into the end zone. It's going to go out of the end zone. Here's another case, Hank. You asked earlier about how I felt about them moving the ball out to the 25. In the past, the Lobo kickers have had trouble getting it to the goal line, let alone out of the end zone. And now you're penalizing a kicker for kicking one out.
Exactly. And I was watching a few games earlier today and listening to the new strategy. Look how many more sky kicks you've seen already this season, because people are going to find a way, because you do a nice sky kick, you get anything inside the 20 now is a huge advantage instead of just giving up that extra 5 yards to take it out to the 25.
14:42 to play here in the first half. Joseph under center. Single setback, and that is going to be Coleman, who goes around left hand. He is hit by three Cherry Shirts and driven back from the line of scrimmage all the way back to the 20. Forward progress will give him the 24, so loss officially of 1 yard. But once again, Hank Baskett, the Lobo defense on the ball from the beginning.
All 11 guys around the ball again. You're hearing an offensive guy get this excited about defense. Look at this. You've got to love a defense that attacks, attacks, attacks. It reminds me of when Coach Long was here. You knew how our defense was. It was one of the top in the country every year. And I see it happening again right here before my eyes.
Second down and 11 after the loss of one. A receiver to either side for Southern. Charlie Hawkins, the receiver on the far side. And back to pass Joseph. He looks. He throws over the middle. It is dropped by Michael Berry, something you don't see very often out of him. So it'll bring up third and long, third and 11 at the 24 with 14:09 to play. Be sure to listen to the Mattress Firm postgame show after today's game for the Subway Sub of the Game, where we will highlight the best Lobo player who did not start in today's contest. Subway, eat fresh.
I don't know if what's going on, if it's mental things or what's happening right now, but
this team looks like it's out for blood, doesn't it?
Exactly. I mean, they
are. It's amazing.
Oof. They're ready for a change, and they want it, and they're earning it right now.
Third and 11 at the 24. Lobos blitzing. Here's a pass over the middle. That's a nice catch at the 34. The ball is loose once again. Picked up once again by, I think it's Harris this time, and he fumbles the ball. And now the ball goes out of bounds at the 30-yard line, and it should be Lobo ball. But it was Matt Raymer who stripped the ball away to start what turned out to be a hot potato.
Man, that's one of the kind of plays you see on a comedy or something like that. Ball came out, guy started running, ball came out again. But, hey, that's one thing. You always got to practice that ball security. And so this is going to be kind of confusion right now. It
should be A.J. Butler, by the way. I said Joseph Harris. I saw the four again. It was 34 instead of 44. They both have the dreadlocks going, so it's hard to tell with the hair coming out of the helmets which is which.
But it's a good thing. Hold up.
The ball rolled out of bounds. It'll be New Mexico ball, first and 10.
Indeed, the ball's out of bounds after A.J. Butler had control last. So another turnover by this Lobo defense. And Jeff Mills Bob Davey and company really have this defense going.
Hey, you said you're confusing those guys. I was about to say that's a good thing. That means both of them are making a lot of plays and we're confusing them that much. They've been around the ball every time. You've said their name countless times. And, hey, like you said, there's blood in the water right now and the Lobos are after it.
Well, they both have similar body builds, too, as they're both ripped and they both look great after camp and after the offseason training. First and 10, Lobos at the 29. Ball on the near hash mark. Lobos going from our right to our left. Holbrook on play action, looking. Passes screen on the near side to Rogers. He makes a catch at the 30. He is escorted out of bounds on the near sideline at the 32, as that was Detrain Lindy on the stop. Gain of a couple. It'll be second down. We'll call it 9, as officially it'll be a 1-yard gain.
I'll tell you this right now. It's great to have a completion, but Holbrook right there missed Magnet going right up the middle of the field, the free safety bit. He was standing alone in the end zone.
Cole Gauchy now in, a quarterback out of the gun. Look for a running play here, perhaps. Motion man comes on the near side. That is Solomon. And the pitch to Solomon on the near side. He danced at the 25, near sideline 20, and finally bumped out of bounds at the 15. A flag on the play after the play. So that'll be a late hit for Southern. As we'll see where they mark the ball. I think they're going to mark it at the 15, but they're going to mark off some yardage after the play. That play develop.
Personal foul, 31 defense, half the distance from the end of the run, automatic first down.
Jamal Martin, the guilty party. You saw that play develop from the get-go. Solomon came in motion from the far side to the near, took a perfect pitch from Cole Gauchy.
That was a beautiful pitch by Gauchy. He waited to the last second, and I don't know how he pulled that off, actually. And the moves that was put on by the receiver right there, that was amazing. He got those extra 5, 6, 7 yards that we talk about. You got to be able to make men or be able to make defenders miss in the open field. Right. Uh-oh.
Lobos out of the pistol once again. Gauchy with motion man Magnet and a handoff up the middle to Marcus Rogers. Straight into the end zone. Touchdown, New Mexico.
Blood is in the water.
The New Mexico Lobos use a turnover and turn it into points. It's an 8-yard touchdown run for DeMarcus Rogers. And the Lobos now lead it 27-0. With that Lobo touchdown, Legacy Church has made another $250 donation to the Operation Smile Foundation. And DeMarcus Rogers, who has fought off injuries, looked really good on that run. The kick is up and good by Adams. And we will take a timeout. 13 minutes to play in the opening half. It's the Lobos 28 and Southern nothing. This is Lobo football from Learfield Sports.